Cousin Kenny called on Tuesday to say that he and you were at a cabin in the mountains a couple of hours north of here, and we're staying through Saturday before heading back to Florida. I did a quick Google check and realized you were so close, and I hadn't seen you in so long, 9 years. I couldn't resist. So I told Cousin Kenny that I would come up straight after work on Friday and spend the night with y'all. The rest of the week was misery, just counting the minutes until 5 o'clock on Friday. 5 o'clock came, and I shut my computer down and turned out my lights and bolted out the door. Got in my car and headed north, singing along to the radio, trying to distract myself from thoughts of you. I was so young when I met you. And the second our eyes met, I just knew you were something special. In all the years that passed, we only saw each other maybe 10 times, and every time it was that same electric thrill. But for some reason, we never consummated it. You were in a relationship, I was in a relationship. It just never worked out. Kenny told me you got married. And he also told me you were divorcing, that you'd been separated for 6 months. And I was so sorry to hear that. I knew you loved her. I know it was hard. I got to the cabin after a harrowing drive up a twisting, narrow gravel mountain road with a steep drop off on the side. I thought I wasn't going to survive. I finally arrived and parked my car and started to trek up the steps to the cabin, and you walked out. And I stopped dead in my tracks. You took my breath away. 9 years since I'd seen you, and you were as beautiful as ever. Your eyes so blue, your lashes impossibly thick and long. Yes, you were older. You'd just had a birthday, and you'd lost a little more hair. You weren't quite as skinny as you had been. But you were still the same beautiful man you'd been so many years ago. I practically ran into your arms, and you hugged me so tight. It was like no time had passed at all. You helped me get my bag from the car and held my hand as we walked back up the steps. I went inside and you put my bag in my room, and I hugged Kenny and greeted him and thanked him for inviting me to come stay. We sat around the table and talked and caught up and shared stories from the last several years and drank beer, snacked on cold cuts and played cards and enjoyed some trees. It was a wonderful night. I couldn't take my eyes off of you. Watching you blink. Watching you smile. That beautiful smile. It was late and we were all tired. And more than a little high. We all adjourned to our rooms for sleep. I lay down in my bed and ached for you. You were so close, just a thin wall separating us. I could hear you breathing. I could hear you snoring. I wanted nothing more than to get out of my bed and cross the hall. And slide in behind you and wrap my arms around you and kiss the back of your neck. I woke early the next morning. cousin Kenny right behind me, and we started the coffee. And I stood in the doorway and watched you sleep. Such a beautiful smile on your face, so at peace. You finally woke up and joined us for coffee on the back deck. We listened to the birds and the rustling of the leaves and heard this loud rustling noise and looked up, and there was a deer running, panting for breath. Cousin Kenny noted that she'd been running a long time. She was worn out. Something was chasing her. Something had scared her. She stopped and stood stock still and looked at us, and we looked at her. She flicked her tail and bolted again across the valley. A minute or so later, we saw some dogs following her scent. They had been what was chasing her. Kenny went back inside and started packing up for the trip back home. And you and I stayed out chatting a little longer. I told you I wanted to ride on your motorcycle. I'd never been on one. So you said sure. We went back through the cabin and out the front and hopped on your bike. It felt so right, so comfortable. I wasn't nervous, even though you were climbing that steep incline on that slick gravel road. My body pressed against yours, inhaling your scent, the wind in my hair, my breath crushed against your back, my hands resting lightly on your hips. Not holding on for dear life, I trusted you implicitly. My body moving in tandem with yours as we leaned in and out of the curves. Finally, we got off the mountain road onto the paved road, and you really opened her up. 50 miles an hour on a motorcycle on an open road in the mountains with no helmets. I admit I was a little scared, but it was so thrilling. And the vibrations of that bike, every bump in the road, forcing the seam of my jeans inside of me against my clit. I was going commando. I was so wet. I wanted you so much. For so long. I leaned forward and nibbled on your neck. And you relaxed back against me. And slowed the motorcycle just a little bit. And my hands moved from your hips to your thigh. I started grazing up and down your thigh. You slowed the motorcycle just that much more. Finally, you nodded your head and said, "See that?" And I looked up ahead, and it was a sign indicating a waterfall. You turned onto the road. We headed up another steep, winding gravel road. Not too far off the pavement, though. You came to a stop in front of the waterfall. We climbed off the bikes. My legs were a little shaky from the excitement of the ride. Knowing maybe this was my chance, maybe now is the time. You helped me off the bike and held my hand, and I looked up at you and you looked down at me, and you brought your lips to mine. Oh, you tasted so good. Your lips were so soft. And your tongue slipped inside my mouth, and I melted in your arms. I could feel your cock hard against your jeans. Oh, you wrapped your arms around me, rubbed up and down my back, grabbed a hold of my ponytail and pulled my head back
I was in your arms at last. My hands slipped down to the waistband of your pants, and they were loose, and you weren't wearing a belt. And my hands slipped inside your jeans, and I grabbed onto your ass and squeezed and pulled you hard against me as I ground my pussy against you. You pulled your mouth away from me, reached for the waistband of my jeans, and unfastened my belt and pulled it down. You were a little surprised to see I wasn't wearing any pants. I unfastened your pants and pulled them down and knelt in front of you as I pulled your underwear off, and your cock sprang out, glistening with pre-cum. I had to have you. I took you in my mouth, and your head fell back and you moaned. It tasted so delicious. I knew you would. You always ate healthy. No junk for you. Oh, God. You led me to a boulder in the sun beside the waterfall. Laid me face down against warm from the sun. You spread my legs wide with yours and tilted my ass up just a little higher. And then you rubbed the head of your cock along my slit. You could feel how wet I was. All for you. Aching and longing and wanting you for so long. Slowly. Agonizingly slowly. You finally sank inside of me. Filling me for the first time. Oh my. I didn't want you to move. I just squeezed my pussy around you and held you tight. You ground in even deeper. Just swiveling your hips. Your hands resting on mine. Slowly you pulled back out, and slowly you pushed your way back in. The sun beating down, the rushing water of the falls, the misting spray coating our bodies, the sounds of the birds filling the air. And my moans, and yours, as you establish under them, in and out, your hands gripping my hips tighter, your pace quickening. Pushing back against you. Faster. Fuck me faster. Take me. I'm yours. I've always been yours. Oh, my body was tightening. I came. And finally you came with one last thrust so hard and deep inside me. And you screamed your orgasm in the air. And you pumped your cum inside me. Oh, baby, yes. Yes. And you kept pumping. You kept pumping. You kept pumping. Juices slow.